Portland. https://wp.me/p7naso2v4. New Year's visit to Oregon coast. Wagentire, Oregon. Visit to Bend, Oregon. Visit to Bend, Oregon. Gary Noland music updates. Portland, Oregon, is one of my favorite cities in the world. I first visited Portland when I was a child. My father had a summer cabin near Yakima, Washington. He was a college professor at SF State and had July and August off. We frequently drove through Portland to and from the Bay Area, where we lived in Berkeley. Later, when I was in graduate school attending the University of Washington, we drove through Portland on the way to the Bay Area. Recently, we spent a day in Portland showing the city to my Korean brother-in-law and his niece, who were visiting us in Medford. We all fell in love with the city, which reminds me of Berkeley, San Francisco, and Seattle. This time we stayed in North Portland in the trendy Albertan neighborhood, which was the center of Black Portland for many years. Portland is the most multicultural city in Oregon, which is still mostly white. It is the only city in Oregon with a substantial Black population as well as an Asian American population. Although the city has become more expensive, it is still somewhat affordable compared to both the Bay Area and Seattle. We spent the night the previous year in Lake Oswego visiting a friend from high school. He is a musician and composer living in Portland. This trip we toured the city and saw much of the city. We went to the Saturday market downtown and went through Old Town, Chinatown, and the Pearl District. We stopped at Powell's Books, the biggest bookstore in the world. We drove to Washington Park and the Rose Garden and Japanese Garden but could not see either due to no parking as it was a Saturday. The previous year we went for a walk in Forest Park, the biggest urban park in the country. There are bears in the park, they say. Portland is a foodie city. We had two great meals in the city. We had clam chowder and fish and chips in downtown, and we had decent Italian in Lake Oswego. Our itinerary was as follows. 10 a.m., start in Portland. You can explore the city's highlights including Washington Park 12. This park is home to many of Portland's premier attractions including a zoo, children's museum, Japanese garden, and the famous International Rose Test Garden 1. 2 p.m., depart for Medford. The driving time from Portland to Medford is approximately 4 hours and 21 minutes 3:45. The direct drive is 275. Background reading courtesy of Copilot. Certainly. Portland, Oregon is a vibrant city nestled in the Pacific Northwest, known for its unique blend of natural beauty, quirky culture, and thriving arts scene. Let's explore some essential information about this captivating city. 1. Portland Chapter of the Lynx. Oh, the Portland Chapter of the Lynx has been serving the Portland, Ore, and Southwest Washington areas since 1957. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life in the African American community through friendship, service, and collaboration. They focus on various facets, including services to youth, the arts, national and international trends, and health and human services. Additionally, they provide scholarships to high school seniors who demonstrate scholastic potential and leadership ability. 1. You can learn more about their impactful work on their official website. 2. Essential links for Portland. Oh, if you're looking for a comprehensive resource, check out L.com's Essential Links for Portland, Oregon. It covers everything from weather updates to transportation options, entertainment, sports, local businesses, and fun things to do in the city. Whether you're a resident or a visitor, this resource can help you navigate Portland's offerings too. You can find it here. 3. Portland Information Center. Oh, for a broader overview of Portland, explore the Portland Information Center. It provides insights into local life, travel tips, entertainment, and business-related information. Whether you're curious about events, restaurants, or hidden gems, this center has you covered. 3. Visit their site here. 4. City of Portland official website. Oh, if you're interested in official city services and information, head over to the City of Portland's official website. It's a reliable source for topics like government services, community resources, and local news. Whether you need to pay utility bills, find public transportation options, or learn about city initiatives, this site has it all for. Explore it here. Remember, Portland is a city that celebrates individuality, sustainability, and creativity. Whether you're into food carts, lush parks, or indie music, there's something here for everyone. Have a great time exploring the Rose City. Rose Sparkles. Substack. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify. Caption ID equals attachment underscore 1158 align equals align left width equals 300 Oregon Coast slash caption. Northwest Poems. Dream 20, 306 Seattle UW Blues. I have had a long history with the city of Seattle, dating back to my grandparents, who met there at UW, and my father who attended UW and became a student leader, fighting to integrate the university. I first visited the city when I was a young man, when we spent the summer in Yakima, where we had a family home. Decades later, I visited the city. Before I went to the Peace Corps. Then my wife and I lived there for 4 years while we were attending graduate school at the university. And we fell under its seductive spell, living and breathing Seattle, falling in love again with the city. We left the city and traveled the world, came back twice. Once to take and pass the Foreign Service oral exam, and once decades later to take a cruise to Alaska, and found that the city had changed in many ways, but the old Seattle remained, and I wanted to come back. And now my nephew lives there, adding another element to our family's ongoing Seattle family history. Why I had been there before, I cannot say, but this much I do know. Seattle remains a part of me, and I a part of its history. Dream 20, 307 Medford beckons. Once boring, humble Medford, Oregon. And I have a long history, dating back to my childhood, when we would drive through there, often spending the night, back and forth to Yakima, from our family home in Berkeley, with my father during our summer vacations. Medford back in the day was a sleepy little town, but the biggest town around. Ashland was more famous, but Medford grew on me. Decades later my wife and I drove through there, as we go up and down the coast going from Seattle, where we were graduate students, and Berkeley to visit my family. We bought 5 pieces of property in Medford in 1990, and were absentee property owners for 30 years, coming back every few years, finally coming back in 2016, renovating the property, and now we are spending our summers there, and preparing to become Oregonian residents. Medford, humble boring Medford, has become a trendy place. We have become part of Medford, and Medford part of our hearts and soul. I am now an Oregonian, complete with beard, no ties, and Western shirts. And my love affair with this humble city will continue to grow as my life winds down in Medford, city of my soul. Dream 20, 309 Yakima Desert Blues. Yakima, Washington. The ancestral home of my father's family since 1920. Kept alive in my family's history. Went back and forth like a yo-yo between Yakima and the Bay Area, mostly when I was a young man. In 2019, I visited the ghosts at my father's grave. I did not realize how much Yakima had not changed. Ever since I was a child, I thought that Yakima simply was too much of a desert outpost. Even then I knew why my father had led the town. Rarely did I think that my father would want to return. That he did over and over until the day he died. But for me, the Yakima of my childhood no longer remained. The lesson learned from all of this is Yakima remains in my heart. Until the day I die, I know that my family's history in Yakima. Even now Yakima, the desert town of my father, will not be. Remains a foreign outpost and is not anymore for me. In the modern Wild West. Town of Sturgis, South Dakota. A blind chef sat in his restaurant. Chatting with his friend. Jake the biker. Who was there for the rally. Putting salt on his biscuits. And a touch of ginger. His secret recipe. Meanwhile. His friend. Grabs a pen. Writing in his diary. Sitting on a cushion. Lighting a candle. Turning on the glass. Lamp on the table. Plugging in his mobile. In the wall socket. While drinking a mug. Of hot coffee. That went so well. With the salty ginger biscuits. His friend was making for him. Part of his daily ritual. Going to his friend's restaurant for coffee. Gossip and biscuits. The man was a biker. And a photographer. Also, a street organ player. With a monkey. To draw the crowds. That was gathering. For the annual biker rally. He put on a carnation. Waiting for his estranged wife. To come by. He fondled the riffle. Went outside. Rode his bike. Down the street. As if it were a horse. Back in the Wild West days. That he so admired. Looking for his wife. In the new. Wild West town. Time for someone to die. He thought. PSH. April 27th prompt. Fleeing from the madman on the trail in Oregon, Oregon. Fleeing from the madman on the trail in Oregon, hiking. Fleeing from the madman on the trail in Oregon, lunatics. Fleeing from the madman on the trail in Oregon, PSH. Fleeing from the madman on the trail in Oregon, save for publication. One time I went for a hike. In southern Oregon. Near our summer home. In Medford outside of Ashland. Along dead Indian highway. In the national forest land. High above the city of Ashland. We drove to the parking lot. For Hobart's Bluff. It was deserted, no one was there. As it was midweek. Then we saw a mad lunatic. Walking down the road. Carrying a shovel. Staring at us. With LSD-fueled eyes. Looking as if he could be a mad killer. We were freaked out. And drove out of there. Abandoning the hike. To the mountain lions. No doubt lurking about. And left before we could become the madman's latest victim. This poetry writing prompt submitted by C.W. Bryan. Touch of humanity. Human beings are so pervasive, we insert ourselves in every situation. Write a poem about a time you saw humans' influence in an unexpected place. Bonus points for using an unexpected form, one you don't use often. Here is an Annette poem as an example. Hiking Nanette by C.W. Bryan. Monday, hiking Kennesaw Mountain. 10,000 steps and 2 hours. Later, the peak is at last. In sight. Waiting at the top, so alone. Is a plastic tub of spicy chicken pho. If you write a poem from this prompt, post it as a comment underneath the prompt in the Poetry Superhighway Facebook group. Number na poemo number poetry. Certainly. Here are some poems by Jake Cosmos Aller related to Oregon, including Ashland and Medford. One Wagon Tire, Oregon 1973. 2016. 2 in 1973. 3 We decided to drive through eastern Oregon. 4 Just my father and me. 5 Just for the hell of it. Read the full poem here. Top of form. Bottom of form. Login register help. Poems write groups contests publish store. Top of form. Wagon Tire Oregon 1973, 2016. In 1973, I went on a road trip with my father. We left Berkeley to go to Yakima, where my father had a summer cabin. He was a college professor and had July and August off, and we spent our summers every summer from 68 to 78 in that mountain cabin. Our whole dysfunctional family. Our annual trip to hell and back. And we did not get along at all. We decided to drive through eastern Oregon. Just my father and me. Just for the hell of it. The rest of the family was already there. My father and I shared a travel lust. Loved to go to new places. One of TB few things we shared. This was one of our best trips. We actually got along. Which was unusual. Normally our relationship was fraught with tension. As we were so different. We left Klamath Falls, a real noting burg in those days, and headed east along Highway 395. As we entered the desert of eastern Oregon, we entered a different world. High mountain desert. Almost no one on the road. Then we saw the sign. Wagon Tire Oregon. 100 miles ahead. 99 miles. 98 miles. We counted down the signs. Mile after mile. As we drove into the just herring dusk. We speculated that Wagon Tire must be a giant truck stop. An oasis in the desert. In the middle of nowhere. We pulled into town. Nothing but a gas station. Motel and cafe. We decided to stop. Last gas for 100 miles. According to the highway sign. In the morning. We chased with the owner. He was the sheriff fire chief. Owner of the motel gas station. The only business in town. And the only place open. For 100 miles. I noticed a sign outside. Welcome to Wagon Tire, Oregon. Population 2.5 humans, 10 dogs. 200,000 sheep. I asked Tiga Sheriff. Who is the half human? He said my idiot son. And we left. 200 miles. We finally left eastern Oregon. 2016. In 2016 my wife and I drove through eastern Oregon. As part of our epic cross-country trip. 31 states, 100,000 miles in 3 months. On the way from N. Medford to Yellowstone. We drove along Highway 395. 40 years since my trip with my father. The signs for Wagon Tire were gone. As we drove through the town. The motel was abandoned. Nothing there at all. The motel was in ruins. Just another ghost town. And that sign was gone too. Just a small sign saying. Wagon Tire Oregon. We speculated about Wagon Tire. And all the other nothing burgs. We drove through that summer. Heart of Trump's forgotten America. Fly over country.